Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
What's going on downtown? It looks like the food trucks are, boom, you're out of here. The city of Denver says no more food trucks downtown at 2 a.m. when the bars close.
I think that's a mistake.
I do too.
You know, I mean, if we're really trying to revamp downtown and stuff.
Although I will say, I mean, our rule is that if we're downtown, we don't stay longer than midnight. That's the cutoff.
Yeah.
Like, you get out of Lodo, Lodo at midnight, you get out of there.
Well, there's a lot of people that do. Okay, so why not have the food trucks? I don't understand.
And it's destroying them. You know, the guy that I watched last night, he's like, I have two little kids, and this is how I make
that
my money.
That is the sad part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These people, they get out there because that's their clientele. They've decided that we're going to work from 9 p.m. till 4 a.m.,
yeah.
Okay? That's their window. If they go out and do 12 noon, it's already saturated. That's their audience. So why are you banning him? You're right. It's costing them money.
Mohammed Elisa's dream to open his restaurant came true in 2019 after running a successful food truck in Denver since 2017. After learning he once again will no longer be able to operate his food truck in the lower downtown area on weekend late nights.
Close here. Open there. You cannot open here. Open there. We are tired. The business is coming back little by little. Then tell us shut down again.
Denver police say this measure is in place in an effort to enhance safety, decrease foot traffic and violence. The hope is people will leave the area right after they leave the club or entertainment venue.
I feel bad for this guy. I feel bad for a guy that steps out of the bar. You've hit on a couple of chicks. Nobody's taking you up on your offer. Maybe a couple of mollies. And you've got a couple of drinks in you, and you hit the street, and you're hungry as hell.
Those girls were both named Molly?
Yeah, both girls. What are the odds? Think of that. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You walk out there. You're looking to be overfed. You know,
here's what I always think of. I don't know why, but it's stuck with me for my life. And that is what Anthony Bourdain said. He said, always support the food trucks, because what you don't understand about food trucks is that that is probably the most amazing chefs on the planet that can't afford to open up a true restaurant. And you're going to get food like you've never had in your life, because these are really passionate people that know their product. And so you should always support them.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's a good way to look at it. You know, these are the best chefs.
I mean, some of the best food I've had is from food trucks.
Yeah. I agree. Now, the bottom line is this. As you heard in the report, they're saying that it's too dangerous. They want people that come out of the bars to get the hell out of town, all right, to get out to the burbs and get away from downtown, that it's just too dangerous. But I don't know how the food trucks cause more danger. Is that?
Yeah, I know.
Do people get fights waiting in line?
They said that they, gather around
them. Yeah, they congregate.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Yeah. I like to gather because it was easier to say.
I feel bad for these truck drivers, the food guys.
I do too. And what sucks is, like, we went to a concert at Red Rocks and then we stayed downtown. And then the kitchen at the hotel is shut down. And I'm like, is there anywhere we can get food? And the guy's like, you have to walk 5 blocks that way to get any kind of food.
I'm it's like, so convenient, too. Yeah, I mean, you're starving at that time of the morning.
Yeah.
You know, and you walk out of there and you're right. There's absolutely nothing open downtown.
No.
Nothing. All you've got's the food trucks. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.